Okay, I'm here with Professor Wayne Sandholtz of International Relations at USC. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thanks.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
So today there is a panel here at USC called the Arab Uprisings, talking about everything that's going on in the Middle East right now. I wanted to ask you, why is it important for USC students and all young people to be involved with the discussion going on of everything over there right now?
Well, everybody sees in the news each day and on television what's going on and wondering what can be done about it. You know that the United States government's contemplating some pretty serious measures, including possible military strikes in Syria, and that affects all of us. If the United States is going to be on the verge of involvement in another Middle East war or what that might do to the region, I think we all have a stake in that.
Do you feel that as a whole, students at USC are involved as they should be?
That's a good question. Intellectually, yes. I see a great deal of curiosity and engagement on the part of my students. In terms of on the ground, doing things, practicing, you know, internships, they seem to be pretty involved too. In terms of the level of activism, I'm not so sure. I don't know. I don't see it as much as maybe some other places, but it's there.
What can young people do to be more involved, especially when it comes to, like you mentioned, activism and actually getting their feet on the ground and really being a part of important movements?
That's a great question. There are a lot of things that young people can do. You can join various organizations that might focus on a particular part of the Middle East problem that interests you. For example, if it's human rights, you can get involved in Human Rights Watch, or if it's more of the kind of humanitarian relief, you can get involved in Doctors Beyond Borders or whatever it is that interests you. There's almost sure to be some organization that works in that area.
So yesterday, Secretary of State John Kerry made comments about the recent UN report of the recent goings-on in Syria. Do you have any feelings about the general message of his comments?
Well, I think Secretary Kerry and the Obama administration in general feel quite vindicated by the UN report because it confirms pretty much down the line the claims they've been making about Syria's use of chemical weapons and who was responsible. Even though the UN report doesn't identify specifically who was responsible, the technical information in the report is pretty clear that the chemical weapon strikes came from forces controlled by the government. So I think Kerry feels that the UN report very much substantiates what he and President Obama have been saying all along.
Do you see this agreement between the U.S. and Russia to remove the chemical weapons from Syria? Do you see that going off without a hitch, or do you see problems occurring over time?
There will be a lot of hitches. It's going to be a very difficult thing to do. It's hard to do in a country like our own where we have resources and a lot of technical expertise. You know, the United States is gradually destroying its own chemical weapons supplies, and it's not done. We've been doing this for 20 years, so there will be a lot of technical problems about getting control of the chemical weapons and moving them to somewhere they can be destroyed.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. I'm with Professor Wayne Sandholtz, International Relations here at USC. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.